Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Yeah, it's a good Father's Day song.
Hell yeah.
So I feel about mine. No bigger pimp out there than Steve Bunker. He'll be there on Friday night. Steve will be in the house, 3 for 3. And we'll get to the back page with Bo coming up in just about 5 minutes from right now. Back into the big story of the day, top of the 1 o'clock hour. Grant McCauley, as always, on Wednesdays, talk about the Braves. Yeah. So we regret to inform you, we will talk about the Atlanta Braves coming up at
1:20. Team Grant talk about?
God, I don't know. What else is Grant into? Star Wars.
Oh, no. Okay. We're definitely not going there. We're definitely not going there. Wrestling,
yeah, he loves it.
He loves wrestling.
He loves that. I don't know a ton about it. Bo does. So maybe Bo and Grant will just talk about wrestling at 1:20.
Okay,
me and Randy will get
I'm sure he don't even want
to
talk about
there's
the
nothing
Braves.
To say.
Yeah, I'm sure he don't even want
to
talk about
it. But you know what there is something to say about is our Father's Day dinner on Friday at Lazy Dog Restaurant. Looking forward to that. It's the third one in a row, and it's always a great time. Great to meet listeners and their dads, and they get to meet us and our families as well. One of the listeners that's going to be there, his name Jordan Avery, who's on with us right now. Jordan, thanks for calling in, man. Thanks for entering the contest.
What up, Jay?
Hey guys, appreciate you squeezing me in before you talk about the Braves. Better before than after.
Yeah, no kidding. Easy act to precede. tell us about Friday night and your dad and why you wanted to bring him to the event.
Yeah, no, I'm really looking forward to it. You know, my dad and I, a lot of our time together has been bonding over sports. From, you know, he coached my soccer team from kindergarten through middle school, nice. Came to all my basketball games, track meets, cross-country meets, as boring as it is to watch cross-country. And then even in high school, when I got accepted into Georgia Tech, he started taking me to football games, nice. So I could get kind of ramped up into it. And that was 2009, back when those were even more enjoyable to go to. It's the Paul Johnson era. So a lot of our bonding has been over sports, which has been great. And even though he might think Joseph Martinez and Freddie Freeman are still in Atlanta sports, he still likes right. to go to Atlanta United games and Braves games.
No, we wish they were.
I wish they were.
what's your pop's name?
Kirk.
Kirk, okay. Well, we look forward to seeing Kirk and everything. I got a question
the
now.
Favorite Kirk I've talked about today.
Yeah, it is.
That's right.
Actually, yeah, we've been kind of we got a crapping on Kirks and everything like that. So I saw you try to sneak the Georgia Tech thing in there. Now, was that like something you guys always wanted you to go to, or how did that come into the play as far as where you went to school?
Yeah, math and science were kind of always my thing, and we've been in Georgia since the 90s, and okay. So it just kind of fell into it. Been big Tech fans for a long time. Okay. Our family didn't really have any family that were into Georgia. We had Auburn family, but made it easy. And then my married into it as well. My wife is fourth generation Yellow Jacket.
Nice, 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 nice.
Smart family.
Yeah.
Yes.
If there's, I know you talked about, you know, your dad being such a part of the sports fanhood and journey and all of that. Is there one moment that stands out? Is there like a favorite game or something that you could tell folks about that your dad was involved in?
Yeah, going together to the Atlanta United, the whole playoff series, but I especially remember the championship game, being able to go to that together, and you don't get a lot of championship moments in Atlanta history, but being able to do that together was really special. You know, he didn't really get into soccer. Obviously, he coached me through it, but professionally didn't get into it. But again, he just takes a passion in everything I'm passionate about, and it definitely shows.
Well, we look forward to meeting him and you on Friday night. Thanks for listening, and thanks for being a part of the contest. We can't wait to see you guys.
Appreciate you, Jordan.
I appreciate it, guys.
Jordan Avery there. Jordan Avery there, 92.9 The Game listener, Tech alum, and bringing his dad to hang out with us on Friday night.
Love it.
Yeah, it'll be a good time.
Kirk. Mr. Kirk.
Kirk Avery.
Kirk Avery. Sound like a badass.
Does.
Kirk Avery.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
Again, best Kirk we've talked about today. Let's get to the back page with Bo after this. Or nope. Let's get to the back page with Bo right now. After this intro is what I meant, after this sounder. Brought to you by Salomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their three locations or shop online at SalomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Salomon Brothers. Hello, Bo.
Lots of back page worthy audio coming out of NFL mini camps, including this one first, how Aaron showed up to Steelers camp wearing a new piece of jewelry.
Is that an aura ring or anything else, that wedding ring?
Yeah, it's a wedding ring.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
How long ago?
It's been a couple months.
Okay.
Aaron Rodgers has been married for a couple months now.
Good for him.
Yeah,
good
maybe
for her. Why is that a deal?
I don't think that he's with Moonbeam anymore. Yeah, so maybe it's somebody that's grounded.
Or maybe they got married.
Maybe they got married and he did not tell none of y'all, them nosy-ass folks. Maybe they got married at Ashram or something like that.
Now, here's an example.
And got it done.
Here's an example of someone not wanting their public life to be, yes, or private life to be public. He clearly doesn't care that we know. And I don't care that we know either. Yes. So Aaron Rodgers is married and wonderful.
Good for him.
He does seem like a different, well, we'll see.
No. Yeah. I ain't going there yet. No. We'll see. We ain't going there.
Another quarterback got married in the last couple of months. His name was Josh Allen. So Josh Allen is asked about winning the MVP, getting a new contract, and getting married. And he only talks about one of them.
I mean, they've all been – all been big, none other than marrying my best friend.
And, there you go.
You know, she makes everything easier, so I don't really focus on the other stuff. You know, that was the most important decision I'll make in my life, and you know, I made the right one.
Good for you, marrying an Avenger, Josh Allen.
Good for
you. Because his wife's an actress,
Haley, right? Steinfeld.
Yeah. Like they were together what, 8 months?
I think it was longer than that. They got a baby on the way, and or may have already
like
had
nine
a baby.
Months? Okay, yeah. I mean, I love it. You know, the funniest thing about these cats getting married and going on. It's not the funny. It's the most why the exes who didn't get, because he was in another public relationship.
Oh, okay.
And then, you know, that happens or whatever. And then she goes on podcasts and be like throwing salt. Get over it.
Dude.
You guys, he didn't want your ass.
If you go on a podcast,
yes,
because you're a famous person's ex,
you'll lose. Do not generalize people like that, Randy.
You're right about that.
You're a stinking loser.
Yeah, like if that's the reason.
Go find you another woman and go find you another damn man.
All right, coming up next on our podcast, we're going to talk to this person's ex-girlfriend. Yeah. What are they famous for? They dated him.
Yeah.
All right. They're going to come on and say some negative stuff about him.
Yeah.
That'll be cool.
Get over your damn self.
It's like all the people that dated Aaron Rodgers, and then now that, you know, he's whatever in the news, they want to talk about how their relationship was bad. Well, yeah, that's why you broke up.
Yeah,
that's all we needed to know.
Won't you?
Yeah, you broke up.
She was fine.
It was fine.
She did all. She did what you would do. She made me fish.
I will.
Yeah, like whatever.
Advise you to listen to our podcast, Off the Cuff.
Yeah, man.
Because we do have an update on how last night's first date went with Abe.
The killer.
That's the kind of relationship conversation you want on a podcast. The Off the Cuff podcast, publishing at 2:00 today. Now, how can you find it? Simple. All you have to do is subscribe to the Andy and Randy Midday Show podcast. That's on the Odyssey app, that's on Spotify, that's on iTunes, that's everywhere you find your podcast. The Off the Cuff podcast is posted to our show podcast. It's not its own separate thing. It's posted like it's a segment of the show. So just download the Andy and Randy podcast. Off the Cuff will be there today at 2:00, and you can find out how last night.
Find out if there will be a second date.
Find out if there's a second date.
Speaking of Buffalo Bills, have y'all ever thought about the question, what if you only had 24 hours to live? Like what you would do?
Have I ever thought about it?
Yeah. Like you would do?
I've thought about if I got like a terminal diagnosis, but never if it was just 24 hours.
So somebody asked Buffalo Bills wide receiver Keon Coleman this very question.
I wake up, I'm jacking a car, I'm jacking a lamb. Probably hit by 200 on the highway, just bored, just vibing. Go take a haircut, get some donuts and that. By 1 o'clock, I'm going skydiving into the water with the sharks. By 2 o'clock, swim with the sharks, do all that. I'm only going to go there for about 30 minutes. The other 30 minutes, probably fish on the water, whatever the case. Get on the speedboat, drive around, hit the jet ski. Probably crash into like a yacht or something. Like I turn into like real life GTA at that point. Oh, it's just a crash out there. I got that young ball. Whatever album, we running it. I don't know what else I'm going to do the rest of the day. I'm going to be bored. Probably go bowling, top golf, get some of that out the way. Oh, yeah, my slogan going to be Bury Your Feet Up. And my feet, these 24 hours, wherever I'm putting them at. So we dug it. We living.
What about for dinner?
Some seafood, pasta, some little Wagyu steak, a filet mignon, you feel me? Some mashed potatoes. I don't know. I'm ending the day with a bang. Shoot fireworks. Shoot some, like, shoot an RPG or something.
It's a great answer.
He goes from shooting fireworks to shooting a rocket launcher.
Like, damn. Like, this dude, like, it's a hell of a damn day.
It's a great answer.
He taking some folks with him, it seemed like.
Seems like it, yeah.
Yeah, it seemed like he taking some folks with him.
That's a super packed day, because he says at the very beginning of this, because I had to cut some of it out, he's like, well, first off, to be honest with you, I'm going to sleep in. This is all after he sleeps in. So you picture him waking up at like noon.
Yeah.
He's only going to have about, 14 hours.
Well, he laid out a full day of activities. The real question is, because he's not lasting the full 24 hours. Like
he's going to die probably.
He listed a lot of things that would definitely cost him his life. Like, at what point in the day does he?
Yeah.
Would you just want to do a bunch of stuff that you wouldn't otherwise do because you might die?
Yes.
Because if you do die, who cares? You were going to die in 7 hours.
Skydiving
into
water with
sharks?
He said
he's going to run a jet ski into a yacht.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. He's going to take out some folks. Come on, man.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if you were in that situation, then you could do some stuff that you wouldn't do because you were worried about hurting yourself.
Right.
I'm trying to think, like, that's how basically every decision I make is based on that.
But no, I'm just saying, like,
maybe I'd speed for once.
24 hours, I mean, I'm going to do anything I can to enjoy it all, but I'm not going to take nobody with me.
Right,
as far
I don't
want to harm somebody.
And I'm
not going to
end it with a bang, maybe
like,
some fireworks or a rocket
like,
propelled
at the
grenade.
And I don't want to be eaten. You know what I mean? Like,
true. Like, if you did die early, you don't want it to be super painful.
I don't
want to
be super early, but I could see me doing some wild stuff.
Yeah, I mean,
Some people would get punched in the face.
That's what you do.
A lot of people get punched
in
the face.
That's what you do. You spend the last 24 hours settling scores.
Yes. A lot of people get punched in the damn
getting
face.
Getting revenge.
Who are you going to punch?
Huh?
Just like one person. Who would it be?
I don't need that because I don't want people in my personal life, Andy.
Oh, yeah. You want to keep your personal life private.
Yes. So speaking of Buffalo Bills or former Buffalo Bills wide receivers and personal life. So, of course, when Stephon Diggs grabs a microphone, all the Timmy Tube socks around him want to ask him about one thing. And he actually does a pretty good job. You can tell Stephon Diggs has been in the league for a while.
Where's my bag?
Obviously, it's a conversation, that's happening internal. You know what I'm saying? I can't have too much of a conversation about it. But I've been in this league 10 years. You can format the question many different ways. You know, I'm obviously answer it the same way.
Well done.
Being recorded.
Well done.
Once again, you can format the question many different ways. I've been doing this for 10 years. The conversation that I had with Raves and the people in the building, obviously, is going to be handled internal. You know what I'm saying? In-house thing. So.
Do you regret it happened?
So you asked me again. I would hate to repeat myself again.
Tried to tell you.
Good job.
Yeah, like not going to answer.
One of them guys, whoever the hell that was, didn't get he should have spit in his face.
Maybe that's a face punch right there.
Right there.
24-hour face punch.
You know he's a little-ass dork. Only dorks keep going like that.
It's such not a, I don't know.
It's not even a football story.
I don't understand.
So just go kick rocks.
So speaking of things that may or may not be in a little Altoid box, it has come to fruition. We all like energy drinks here.
Coffee.
Similar thing. So I drink Celsius. I know that Abe drinks Celsius on occasion. It's one of the only energy drinks that comes in grape, which is what drew me to it. So it turns out, and this is a Detroit Tigers beat reporter, Emily Walden, tweeted that Celsius contains a substance that is making people fail drug tests for cocaine.
Huh.
What?
Celsius, of course, is denying this.
What if it was just cocaine? Like, what if they're just...
Maybe it's an energy drink. I don't know.
To me, it sounds like somebody on that snout.
Yeah, it sounds like somebody's trying to get away with doing cocaine. and failing a drug test.
Yeah, as long as somebody on
You know what? I've been drinking a lot of Celsius.
Yeah, like, yeah, Celsius. Yeah, no. So, like, your ass been on that.
Now, cocaine is not a banned substance in Major League Baseball.
Is
so,
right?
If a Detroit Tiger failed because of it.
Now, it is a banned substance in
it's banned
United
substance
States
in life.
Of America.
Yeah. It's not a banned substance in league?
I don't think so, no. Just performance.
Well, it's kind of one of those steroids things where it's like they don't ban it because it's illegal.
Yeah.
You know? Like
they ban it because it makes you better at baseball.
Well,
yeah.
But no, they don't ban it in Major League Baseball because you can't do it. That's you're not allowed to do coke. Like, if you're doing coke, you're breaking the law.
Man.
You know?
Yeah, that snout
it's not banned
that snout between innings, huh?
It's not banned to shoot the second baseman either, yeah. But it's against the law. Yeah. You know?
That snout between.
By the way, plenty of guys have done that. Like.
Yeah.
And others.
Yeah.
It was a lot of, like, defensive specialists in the 80s that were pretty excitable.
Yeah,
you know
we know
I mean?
That, man. Yeah.
Like that whole Mets team.
Yeah.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Oh, God, yes. This is parades and...
Yeah, man. Well, it's not banned.
But it's not banned. It's not on the list.
By the league.
That is crazy. That's crazy that it's not on the list.
Don't be doing any Celsius either, though.
Doing Celsius.
Get popped for it. You guys over there doing Celsius every day before the show. That's why Abe's so loud. All right. We'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.